With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Hastings Raiders baseball team won their second consecutive huge game on Friday, winning 1-0 against section rival Rosemount. The Raiders will now take on Park in the regular season finale for senior night, 7 p.m. at Vets Park Wednesday night. To beat your rivals once in a season is fun, but to do it twice in a year? That's exactly what the Prescott Cardinals baseball team did live on KDWA Tuesday afternoon, beating Ellsworth 9-2 and sweeping the season series 2-0. A very happy head coach Jeff Ryan of the Cardinals joined KDWA Sports between games on Wednesday as the Cardinals continued to surge to the top of the Middle Border Conference. It all started with a great pitching performance from senior Austin Fox.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a little dispute. It could either have been a one-hitter or a two-hitter. But, you know, yeah, after that first inning, he really, really threw well. He kind of mirrored what he did up in New Richmond about a week and a half ago. So, yeah, we're really, really happy with the way he threw the ball. Again, Bulldog's a good definition of his performance, and he's just a grade-A kid, and he's an easy kid to root for, and it was fun to see him go out and throw another good game.
After the Panthers jumped out to an early lead in the top of the first inning, from then on, it was all Cardinals at the plate. Whether it was the bats or taking advantage of Ellsworth errors, the Cards brought home 9 runs on the day.
Well, as is the case in high school baseball, when you're given extra outs, like we were a couple innings, we were able to take advantage, or the boys were able to take advantage of those extra outs, and we were able to score some runs. It was nice to see Hayden Patridge get a big 2-run single, and Phil Seifert continues to swing a hot bat, and it was nice to see Ben Roll hit the ball hard a couple times, Tanner Dahlman on base 4 times, so we had a lot of people contribute. You know, there's still some aspects of the game that we got to get better at. I think we got to be a little bit smarter at the plate. There's mental parts of the game that we've got to improve on. Once you know it, of course, when we have an opportunity to practice outside, the weather's terrible. So there's not a lot of opportunity to practice. You know, all we're doing is playing games, and we're kind of learning on the fly. So as coaches, it's been a frustrating year in that, you know, there are things that we as coaches need to do in order to help the guys get better, and we think we can only get better. We're running out of days. So it's been a challenging year in a lot of ways, but it doesn't mean that you don't keep trying. And, you know, the boys should be excited. I mean, they're tied for first place with Osceola. We're going up there on Thursday in a battle for first place, and we're pretty happy. The boys are pretty happy about winning 6 in a row. The Middle Border Conference is a very, very well-balanced conference with some really, really good pitchers. We'll have to beat a good pitcher on Thursday, and I know the guys will do the best they can, and that's all you can ever ask from kids.
At 6-6 overall, but 6-1 at the top of the Middle Border Conference, there's no doubt that the Cardinals have also played an extremely tough non-conference schedule. That includes facing one of the top pitchers in Western Wisconsin when they took on St. Croix Falls last weekend. Also playing some of the bigger schools like Hudson and River Falls will have the Cards battle-tested for the upcoming playoffs. Coach Ryan agrees.
Yeah, in the Middle Border Conference, let alone, you know, the Lesman kid from St. Croix Falls, who probably touches 90, you know, he really threw well. He's a very, very good pitcher. He's one of the best pitchers I've seen in our part of the state in quite some time. You know, but in the Middle Border Conference, we've got kids who throw in the 80s. We've got the kid from Central, a kid from Amory, who earlier this week he had 19 strikeouts against Ellsworth. You have two kids from Osceola that threw very hard. Two kids from New Richmond that throw very hard. There's a half dozen kids in the Middle Border Conference that throw well into the 80s. And, you know, playing a good non-conference schedule, playing the Hudsons, the River Falls, St. Croix Falls teams, those are important. Playing good, solid teams like Altoona, who's joining the conference next year, they've got a great ball club too. So our non-conference game against Regis was rain out, but we're going to make that up early next month. So it's really, really important. I know a lot of people kind of disagree with that philosophy that you load up on your non-conference schedule, but we believe in that, and it's an approach that we've taken as long as I've been here, and I know Steve Block did the same thing when he was head coach, so it just makes you better. And yeah, we like to think that that non-conference schedule has helped the boys be in a situation that they're in right now, and that is contending for a conference championship.
It seems like we just started the spring sports season, but here we are this week, playoffs already beginning in Minnesota. And the first sport to note, the Hastings Raiders boys tennis team. Head coach Alex Zuzik of the Raiders join KDWA Sports to talk about the end of the regular season and what's coming up for playoffs. And as Coach Susick first tells fans, there's been no lack of talent that the Raiders have been going up against, win or lose, throughout this 2021 campaign.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I purposely filling in the schedule, you know, choose teams that are, well, obviously have a conference schedule, and then from there it's kind of up to coaches to fill it in. So I purposefully, you know, choose teams that are in our section. And, you know, there's kind of two sides to that. I like to play them because then if we beat them, you know, and when it comes time to seeding and stuff, you can say, well, we did beat them, so we should be ahead and whatnot. But at the same time, then if you lose, you know, the flip side of that is a tough one. But I always do, and as a player, I always would have rather competed at a high level and lost than won at a lower level. And so as far as, like, you know, making a tough schedule like we've had where we're playing, you know, Eagan, Rosemount, Stillwater, those are all matches that, like, we didn't have to play. Matamidi's in our conference, so we have to play them, and they are very good this year. That was a tough one on the road about a week and a half ago. But then even, like, Stillwater on Monday, it's so funny with some of these different teams. They have more guys that probably play at clubs and stuff than we do. So it's like, yeah, you know, every team is dealing with, you know, having last year off. But tennis is one of the sports that was actually kind of able to, you know, still happen. And so, like, some teams have clearly done a little better job of, you know, staying committed to it throughout all of this COVID and quarantine stuff. And, you know, particularly even with, you know, their indoor clubs and everything like that can help team immensely. So overall, though, I think it's always, I think, the most fun time of the season is when we get to all these matches. You know, it's clearly hectic, and, you know, today we're home, and the match takes till 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow we're on the road, the match takes till 6:30, and, you know, whatever it is, but that happens for every sport. I always look forward to it as a player, and certainly as a coach, too. I mean, I love practice, and I think we've been doing a good job lately getting the most out of that, but, I mean, you don't play the sport just because you like practice.
Whether it's been playing against a conference opponent or sectional opponent during the regular season, the Raiders have gotten up for every one of their matches throughout this 2021 campaign.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like you said, I think people get up for these conference meets, or, you know, if I tell them, hey, like, it's a big section match, we got to come out firing, you know, I think that really has an effect. Not that, like, you know, they don't come out excited or anything, but, you know, just that little bit of extra pep in the step, a little bit of extra energy or juice, however you want to talk about it. And then performing well against these teams, it's a funny thing when you play a really good team, because you can lose what look like a bad loss, like, you know, 6-1, 6-1 or something like that, but you could have played your best match of the season. That's the thing about tennis, though, is you're playing, like, a really good opponent. You might still lose, but it's a lot, like, you can still play really well, and so that's been hugely important. And as far as, you know, have we won the matches we should win? I think so. You know, there's been a couple that we've for sure been bigger favorites in, and we've taken care of business, and then there's a few that have been toss-ups.
This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.